We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Headline is brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. Through five, the Dodgers lead the Pirates 4-3 at PNC Park. Mahler is off today. I failed to mention that. He slipped my mind. I got distracted by watching that video of him getting his love handles. What did they do? They were freezing his fat cells?
They cold sculpted them.
So they froze him and then they just cut him out?
I think it just freezes it. It was like one of those like cryotherapy things. Like they were in there just freezing.
And there was
his fat.
A camera crew in here watching him with his shirt off do a show.
And Starkey and I just had to proceed.
Starkey was in studio that day, wasn't off.
Nope. He was here.
He's easily distracted.
He was
that day as
well. It
doesn't take much to get him sidetracked. That must have been a disaster. And you're just sitting over there minding your own business.
Wouldn't call it great.
Do you think we should start producing YouTube-only content? I think there's a market for that.
I think there is. How many views did somebody else talking about Chris Mueller had like 3,000 views, correct?
Yes.
So if we put Chris Mueller out himself, theoretically, should it not at least do that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he like does a video once a week where he shows an IPA and then he chugs it and times how long it takes him to drink it. I think
on
people
the air?
Would watch that. But when the show's over, put a video out of him just shotgunning a beer.
If he goes on too long about the beer he's drinking, though, that's where we'd run
into
the problem.
Yeah, gets into the hops and barley and all that. All right. Jeff Hathorn's with us. I guess the Steelers' de facto starting left tackle, Chukwuma Okorafor, talked today, Jeff. This is an example of failing up. He was bad at right tackle, and he got a promotion this offseason.
Yeah, he's moving over to protect your 39-year-old quarterback's blind side, so no issues there. He was trying to hedge his bets and say he's still got to win the job, but let's face it, he's going to be the starting left tackle with Dotson right next to him. And good thing is he worked with Dotson last year when he filled in for DeCastro, so at least there is some familiarity, even if it was on the other side of the ball. We're going through OTAs right now. As he even said, everybody looks good blocking coaches and pads.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of see what happens when they get on the field and see how this new-look offensive line really comes together once they get into some game action.
What is the Steelers' plan B if Okorafor can't get the job done at left tackle, Jeff?
Prayer. Dan Moore? I don't know. Actually, it would probably be Joe Haig would flip over there. He's been playing some on that offensive line, and he's a versatile tackle who obviously played with Tampa Bay last year, so Haig would be the guy. I expect him to be the swing tackle that stays, and yeah, he would go over to that left side until they figure out what they're going to do, but they're going to give him every run to play there, and maybe it is. We said with Munchak, what a great job he did coaching. These guys are praising Adrian Clem and the mindset and the attacking, and
mm-hmm.
We'll see if that works.
Do you think that they're done with the offensive line? Could you see them, if a Joe Haden situation pops up where a veteran tackle got cut, do you think that they understand Okorafor's weaknesses enough and limitations enough, Jeff, where that would be something they would pounce on?
Possibly, but they don't have a ton of cap room, and I know they're going to keep their eyes out for a veteran tight end as well. So
they are?
I mean, to be a third tight end, yeah.
So you still think Jesse James is on their radar?
Not necessarily him.
Okay.
He might be too expensive. But, yes, they'll be looking because beyond that, I mean, all due respect to Pine Richland's Kevin Rader and, you know, to Zach Gentry, they don't have a lot of depth at that position. I know they'd like to get a little bit more. But, you know, I would say as far as finding an offensive tackle, those are so expensive. I don't know if they'd be able to fit one on, under the salary cap, but I would never say never. You know, if they could get somebody in that could be relatively cheap, I would not see. I mean, they've done that in the past. Yeah, they could make a move like that.
How much do you see Pat Freiermuth eating into Eric Ebron's playing time this year?
So, again, I can't tell you what I'm seeing, but Freiermuth is good. Yes, I could absolutely see that. And remember, too, Matt Canada's offense, they're looking for mobile tight ends. You know, a lot of those shovel passes, you think, oh, they were all to George Aston when at Pitt, the fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those were to tight ends as well. And tight ends are very involved in a Matt Canada offense. And that's why I mentioned a third. I mean, he likes to get the tight ends involved. And I think Freiermuth is going to be very involved. And if he can handle some of the blocking, I'm not saying he's going to outseat Eric Ebron, but at least he's going to make that more of an equal duel than fans might expect.
Do you think there are situations, for example, if the Steelers were playing the Ravens and it was in the second half and they knew Baltimore was in a situation where they were going to run the ball and not much else, could you see a situation where the Steelers took Bush off the field and had Spillane and Bince at inside linebacker?
Possibly, although the Baltimore example, we're talking December, and Bush should be fully healed by then. But I could see early in the season where Bush doesn't play as much and he gets spelled because they've kind of hinted to, you know, they want to work him in to practice and work him in the game situation. So, yeah, I could absolutely see times where you see Spillane and Vince Williams on the field together with Bush getting a couple of snaps off.
Who do you think is the Steelers' third edge rusher right now?
Wow. I could make a lot of fans by saying Cassius Marsh.
Really? You think the fans want to hear Cassius Marsh, love?
Oh, there's a lot of fans that love them some Cassius Marsh.
Really?
And think, oh.
Craig, do you love you some Cassius Marsh?
I do not. I'm not part of that group.
You don't get tweeted at about Cassius Marsh and how about giving this guy a chance, and he did some really good things in his short time with Seattle. Man, I get
no.
I
mostly get tweets complaining about Mueller's decision yesterday when he said that he didn't apply deodorant in the morning because he believes that the label says it's good for 48 hours. You don't have to put it on the next day.
Oh. Really?
And he didn't shower that morning either, Jeff.
He's at a swanky country club today. I hope he didn't follow that same advice.
No, because the 48 hours were up, so I think he had to apply it new. But he's going to get off the golf course after sweating for 18 holes and not put deodorant on tomorrow because it'll be the second day.
Oh, no, you can't do that, Chris. Chris, come to your senses. It says 48 hours just to sell you the product. Put it on
and it worked.
More than that.
And he's, yes. Why didn't the Steelers sign Malik Hooker?
I just don't think they could work it into what they wanted to do, not just cap-wise, but what they think about their secondary. I think they're intrigued with some of these younger players, and they want to give them a chance, albeit in preseason games, to try and prove themselves. And, you know, that could be another area where if these guys just seem overmatched, I'm talking about the Antoine Brooks and the Trey Norwoods and Marcus Allens. If these guys are getting overmatched in these preseason games, that's where you might see the Kevin Colbert, you know, waiver wire addition. But I think they want to give these younger guys a look. And, you know, when you lose even a half step in the NFL, that's a big thing to overcome. And obviously they decided Malik Hooker wasn't the guy.
started with this. Todd Gurley is in Baltimore for a visit with the Ravens.
Yeah.
Jeff, if a Steelers genie popped out of a bottle and said to you, you can sign up for Todd Gurley's career for Najee Harris, would you take that?
I would right now. I would right now. Because that would mean immediate impact.
So you get three explosive years,
yep.
Two so-so years, and then his Steelers career is over.
Yeah, I would take that right now. What's the average run of a running back?
I think two and a half seasons.
Right. I mean, look at guys that thought were unbreakable, guys like Zeke Elliott that are really struggling now. Yeah, I would sign up for that, especially given where Roethlisberger's at right now. If you could get three really good years, and let's say Ben's around for two of them, I like their chances to be a legit contender in the AFC.
Does that make it a good pick?
Yes.
So did they screw up the pick?
So was Todd Gurley a good pick for the Rams then?
I think so. I mean, you have to know what you're getting. You have to know that it's going to be like a firework. It's going to look good ascending up. It'll explode.
So Gurley was the 10th pick in the draft. He's 25 years old and he's already looking for his third team.
And I get what you're saying about drafting somebody that high that has such a short run. But you think about what he gave them in that short run.
Yeah.
I'm taking that because look where he did help send them.
Yeah. I'm also looking at that draft year, which is 2015, and when you compare him to the guys around him, he's actually a good pick. Bud Dupree was the 22nd pick. The Steelers really only got three good years out of him, Jeff.
Yeah, it took him a while, didn't it? And now he's kind of, once he found it, it's kind of the opposite of what you want to have. You kind of want to have the Gurley thing where you get all you can out of the guy and then let him
right.
go. And with Dupree, it was just the opposite. He was just kind of rounding into being a dominant player and hurts his knee and off to Tennessee.
Are you watching Pirates baseball right now?
Yeah, I actually went out to the back to see if I could see Mitch Keller leave.
Mm.
No, not actually, but just to, so you wouldn't hear all the in-game announcements.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm staring out at the highway and talking to you. I'm sure I'm missing a big Pirates comeback.
The Out of Office Report was brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Check out Jeff's post-game write-up on the Pirates at 93.7thefan.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Andrew.
There you go. Man. So I'm... Well, we'll get into it later. This 2015 draft, this first round that I'm looking at, Craig, the good players... That's 6 years ago. The good players, none of them are still with the team that picked them. It's wild. The top two picks were Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Dante Fowler was the third pick by the Jags. Amari Cooper went fourth to the Raiders. Brandon Shreve went to Washington 5. Leonard Williams to the Jets at 6. He's with the Giants now. Kevin White from West Virginia was the 7th pick. He's out of football. Vic Beasley, 8th. Ereck Flowers, 9. Todd Gurley, 10. Trey Wayans, 11 to Minnesota. What a terrible draft. Marcus Peters, great pick, went 18th to Kansas City, but he's in Baltimore now on his third team.
Devontae Parker's like the only guy of note that is still with his team, really.
Miami,
right?
14. Melvin Gordon went 15. He's on his second team. Brutal. If you actually redrafted this first round, Bud Dupree, who took 4 years to become a good player, might actually be one of the five best picks from that first round. Isn't that crazy?
He might be a top pick in that draft.
From the first round that I see.
Tyler Lockett went in the third round that year. Where would he be in that first round now?
He'd be the number two receiver behind Cooper. He'd be ahead of Devontae Parker, who went 14th, and Nelson Aguilar, who went 20th. Yeah. Senquez Golson was the Steelers' second-round pick that year. Never played a single game in the NFL.
Steven Nelson, a third-round pick that year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.